Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, Les Smith from Fox 13 News, and special guests Steve Mulroy from the County Commission, and Keith McDonald, Mayor Bartlett. I'm going to start with you, Mayor McDonald. There was a report from Mike Ritz, County Commissioner, this week that raised a lot of questions about the proposed budgeted expenses for municipal school districts. Did you have a chance to see that report? It really said that it was heavily underestimated, the expenses that are involved. And what were your thoughts on it?
Well, I think he took some liberties in choosing some items to talk about and leaving some other items out. I think we talked about with our citizens back in November of last year, what are some worst case scenarios, including what if we had to build all new buildings? So we've been down that path with our citizens before. So this isn't the first time that discussion's been had, at least in Bartlett. His assumption that somehow we'd have to pay 50%, certainly there has to be negotiations in the future about exactly what we'll do. Obviously, the SES report, the attorneys that were used for that report, our attorneys all believe that there certainly is past history for ways to have school buildings other than having to pay cash for them. And we will continue to deliberate with the Unified School Board about that if the referendum passes. But that negotiations has to be done by a new school board so that they're an LEA to LEA discussion.
Les, you were at the County Commission when Commissioner Ritz put his report forward. Tell us a little bit about that.
Ritz is saying that basically he was brutally conservative in the figures that he used, but there was some sobering information, certainly some startling statistics, and the reaction from the majority of municipality leaders was that this was a scare tactic. Do you think so, Commissioner Mulroy?
No, I don't think it's a scare tactic, and I think if you take a look at the actual analysis that Commissioner Ritz did, I think it was fairly conservative, actually, on what the costs will be. But what I'd like to do is put aside the question of the school buildings for a second. Just put that to the side. I think there are responses to it, but if you just compare what the Shelby County school system now pays per student, it's significantly more than the estimates in the consultants' reports. Just the fiscal year 2011 data, which is the most recent data we have available, is between 600 and 900 more per student for most of the suburban municipalities if you compare it to the rosy scenarios laid out by the consultants. And that translates into millions of dollars more, a significant increase on the tax rate. And that's even before you consider the cost of the buildings.
But Mayor McDonald, I think your response to that has been that the money follows the students.
Absolutely.
Correct?
When they talk about the budget being greater than the city budget, that's not news. That's old. That's an old piece of information. We've known from the very beginning. They'll have more employees. They'll have a higher budget. But that money comes from the federal level. It comes from the state. And it comes from the ADA of the county funds.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.